Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum and good evening. This is Sister Qadira Aisha Muhammad on Religion Means Alive. Today's date is February the 1st, 2016. Tonight's topic is dirty water. First Katrina, now Flint, Michigan. First and foremost, I want to give thanks to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for allowing me to see another day, being able to use all of my senses and faculties. I thank Allah for giving me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding over issues that plague not only the Islamic community, but urban city areas. I chose tonight's topic because I have a problem with how the United States government, first and foremost, is handling the situation. Your kids, this goes out to all government officials, anybody in elected office, this goes up to Barack Obama. And inshallah, God willing, this gets out. This taping of this show gets out because this is something that is giving another black eye to the United States on how they handle a crisis. And this is what it is. It's a crisis in Flint, Michigan. For these elected officials, you, your families, your children, your grandchildren, your immediate relatives have clean water that they can eat with, that they can drink with, that they can bathe in every day. Every day. Every day your family can use clean water. I don't understand why the United States government has not taken a stand and sent in trucks of clean water to Flint, Michigan. I don't understand why trucks, I'm talking about tankers. They have tankers that hold specifically water. I don't see why tankers have not been sent to Flint, Michigan, and why citizens, ordinary citizens of the United States are providing them with clean bottled water. This is a disgrace. It's trifling and despicable, and, you know, I'm ashamed to even say that I'm here in the United States of America. I mean, come on, this is not a third world country where we can't do this. You guys have spent millions of dollars in Oregon protecting terrorists that held up a federal building for almost 21 days. They were able to get on Facebook and other social media and request food be brought to them, and you guys allowed this bull crap to go on. This is a disgrace. You know, when people hear that, you know, there's no clean water in the United States, you know, this show is heard by people throughout the entire world. I have people all over the world listening to this show. So when I put up my flyers in various groups throughout the day, various news outlets throughout the day, people read this, and then they get back to me. And, you know, people who live outside of the United States don't understand what is going on here in the United States. They can't believe it. They're like, no, stuff like this doesn't happen there. What do you mean they don't have clean water? How are they not having access to clean water? Like, this United States, we should be treating our people better than this. And I have to explain to them that this isn't the first time that people who are predominantly African American, who are predominantly below poverty level or in that range of poverty, has been let down by the United States. You know, the title, Katrina. We know that the people in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and any of those coastal cities that were affected by Katrina were let down by the United States government. those levies were known that they were going to fail. It was known that they were going to fail. The Corps Army engineers told them that these levies are not safe and that they're going to fail. And what do we see? All these years after Katrina, what do we see? We see that none of the local residents can come back and claim their land. They have moved this to, I want to say, urban renovation, where now people of their class range and their socioeconomic status cannot even afford to live where they were born and raised and their ancestors were born and raised. They can't even go back there because they can't afford to live where they used to live. And I believe that was the plan from the beginning. Let the levees fail, then we're going to secure it and we're just going to revamp that because that's a good tourist zone. I believe that was the whole purpose. But, you know, not only through all of that, you know, the whole situation with Katrina still resonates deep within me. I had a friend who lived in Louisiana, and, you know, right now she is residing in Texas. When she tells me, and I'm not going to mention her because I don't, you know, she doesn't want that kind of recognition or, you know, she doesn't want that kind of publicity on it. But, you know, to hear her say that, you know, I want to go home and I can't, is really disheartening that you made it so that these people can't come home. Texas is not her home. You know, she said she couldn't get grants, she couldn't get anything to try to, you know, rebuild, to try to get reestablished. It was hard for her getting a job because, you know, she didn't have her documents. She didn't have birth certificate, social security number, you know, ID, things like that. It took her months. And, you know, the whole thing with the FEMA camps and all like that, that was a whole joke. Again, the United States government has let American citizens down. You guys got money for every freaking thing else. Y'all got money for every freaking thing else. But you can't give these people clean water, and I have a problem with this. I mean, I don't understand how no one could be outraged. I mean, come on, like Senate leaders, y'all so worried about this Iowa caucus. I mean, why haven't water companies donated water? They make billions of dollars off of us because we buy their bottled water, and you know, I haven't heard that they're. Not one company is going to supply Flint with clean water. I haven't heard not water company stating that they was going to do that. I don't know. And then we got so much other stuff going on. It's just very unnerving that something as basic as water can't be attained in the United States. Not just any water, clean, safe water. These people were given Brita filters. Now, like, I'm like, for real, like, you guys are insulting these people's intelligence with this bull crap, because this is what it is. It's bull crap. You know darn well a Brita filter can't screen out lead. Are you serious? Are you serious? The government. governor or mayor, whoever he is, that knew about this. He's a Republican, so of course he don't care about black and poor people. He don't care. He really don't, because you know why? At the end of the day, his family didn't have to drink that water, and you know he keeps saying it's safe and all this and that. I challenge that man to go to somebody's house who has one of those Brita filters and drink and use that water to cook, bathe, and everything and provide it to his family and see if he would drink it himself for months. I'm not talking about, no, don't change any of the processes that's going on currently. No, don't change nothing. Make sure ain't nothing changed. Make him go to a resident house who has that Brita filter, which we know is bull crap, and tell him and his family to use that water from that person's house for months. Let him drink and bathe and use it to cook food in for months and see how he likes it. See, these politicians, you know, once they get elected and voted in, they don't care about, you know, what goes on afterwards, care what goes on. All they're looking for is to remain in their seat or get into that spot so that they can use the people for whatever monetary gain they can. And that goes with Republicans, Democrats, all of them. I experienced that firsthand where a politician snubbed his nose at me like he's beneath me, like I'm not a human being just like him. He turned his nose up to me like, oh, she's beneath me. And I wanted to say, if you only knew who I was and who I know, you might change your opinion about that. And too bad I didn't live in Philadelphia, because I would have made a big stink about that. But I don't live in Philadelphia, so he got that one. But, you know, like as I said a few seconds ago, why is it that ordinary citizens, people like you, me, and everybody else, are sending water to Flint? Now, I'm not saying stop, because, you know, that's an excellent thing. That's a good thing. If we can get more water to them, absolutely we can do that. But why hasn't the United States government sent in tankers to provide these people with water? Why haven't they done this? That has to make you think. It has to get your gears moving in your head that something is wrong here. I don't see why nobody else is outraged. I mean, you know, Clinton said, you know, oh, that's a horrible thing. Those people need water. But she didn't speak any more about it, because your grandchild and your daughter and your husband and your immediate family are using clean water. So that's beneath you. You don't care about that. You got ordinary, working, everyday, hard people who are sending water to a city that the U.S. government, that is a natural disaster in that city, where the government should have stepped in and sent tankers. They have tankers for that. I haven't heard that. You got citizens. Nobody's outraged about this. Do you understand what dirty water can do to somebody? People don't understand the ramifications that dirty water can have on you. It's not just about you being sick or you getting an upset stomach. This can have lifelong effects on your health and your mental development. They made people red paint, and they stopped producing paint with lead in it for the simple reason that if children would eat the wood chips, a certain amount of lead can cause brain dysfunction and delays in development. It can weaken your organs. But nobody's outraged that these people haven't been provided clean water. All the actors and stars, y'all want to rave and hoopla over the Oscars. Oh, we didn't get this. But the people who support you are not those people who wrote the ballots. The people who support you most likely are the people from urban and city areas, from the ghettos that support your movies and your companies and your businesses. Why haven't I seen the Michael Jordans, Kobe Bryants, I mean, football teams, I mean, baseball teams, whoever? I haven't seen this. You know, I'll gladly be humble and take it back if, you know, there are these agencies doing it. But, again, I go back to why hasn't the U.S. government stepped in and provided these people with clean water? Clean water. You know, when I seen on TV the water that was coming out of someone's spigot in their home, it made me think of how people in Haiti use the same water that runs down a drainage ditch filled with sewage. It's the same kind of water that they're using to cook their food with, bathe, and drink. When I seen that water, it reminded me of when I was in Mexico. And we were stopped by the roadside, and they had like a public spigot outside. And when they ran the water, you could smell the sewage in the water. And the water was cloudy, like it wasn't, you could tell it wasn't treated water. And, I mean, the locals were just drinking it. And, you know, that's fine for them because, you know why? They built up a tolerance to that. But somebody like me drink that, I would be gravely ill. I would be sick. And, again, they deserve clean water, too. Everybody deserves to have clean water. I mean, it just hurts me, but it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me that this is happening again. You know, like I said with Katrina, y'all didn't have a plan. This is supposed to be the greatest country in the world. And you didn't have a plan for Katrina? You didn't. You had the, the core army of engineers or whatever it is, to keep inspecting these levees, but you never put a plan together to say we need to shore it up, or we need to make sure these people are evacuated. We need to get them out. Like, we need to fix this. You could put a man on the moon, but you can't shore up a levee. You can have million-dollar ships trying to gain oil in Arab countries, but you can't send clean tankers of water to Flint, Michigan? I'm trying to understand this. Like, because, you know, I'm not, you know, somebody who's a genius or anything like that. No, I'm not that. But it behooves me to think that nobody thought to get tankers, because they do have tankers. I'm going to keep saying this throughout the call because, like I said, people on this call listen to my show all over the world. And I want people outside the United States to hear this, to hear what goes on here. Because don't think everything here is peaches and cream and it's the best on the earth. I never forget my ex-husband, when he came from Haiti, he said he used to think that we had gold in the streets. And I laughed at him because I'm like, what? He said, yeah, when I grew up, you know, the best thing to do is to get to America, because we would have everything. Everything would be taken care of. We would, you know, be living like kings and queens, and we would have the best of everything. And we thought that, you know, gold was in the streets, like you just had gold in the streets. I said, what? He said, yes, this is something that we were taught growing up. And I looked at him in astonishment, like, I mean, I understand what they, what their intellect and what they perceive the United States to be. I understand that. You know, I completely get that. And, you know, it wasn't until another incident that, you know, I thought back to is when I was in high school. And the school that I attended had a huge Russian population. I went to school in the northeast of Philadelphia. And I was part of the desegregation program. And, you know, it was only like 5 or 6 black kids in each classroom and things like that. So they were trying to break up stuff. But, you know, I made friends with everybody. I got along with everybody and things like that. And it was like a Russian girl that was in my gym class. And, you know, she said, my parents didn't understand when they came to America, because even over in Russia, when they go to the supermarket, they can only, back then in the 80s and stuff, they can only get a certain allotment of things at the market. Like, you could only get a loaf of bread. Like, they gave you an allotment of what you could buy at the supermarket, and it wasn't no shelves or anything like that. It was basically like a, I'm trying to think, like a commissary, basically like a commissary in jail. Like, you can only get 3 pounds of meat and bread and, you know, basic stuff. It wasn't no elaborate stuff like we go to the market. And, you know, like she said, when she came here and she seen the supermarket, it was overwhelming for them because they never seen that when you could go into a supermarket and get items off the shelf, pay for it, and be able to take it home. So many people hold the United States in such high regard, but I want people outside the United States to see this is what goes on here, and this is what they do to poor people. This is what they do to minorities. This is what they do. They don't care about us. Like Kanye West said, George Bush don't care about black people. No president cares about the people, the poor people. Half these presidents did not have to work their way up out the ghettos and the slums of their upbringing. They didn't have that. Even President Obama, he didn't grow up in the projects. He didn't have to fight gangs and do all that stuff. So, you know, again, I'm not knocking him, but he never had to suffer that. He never had to suffer that. And I have a problem with this government, man. Like, I have a problem with this. That tankers of water, just like they got tankers that go to the dairy farms and they fill those tankers up with milk from the cows after they pasteurize it, the same damn tankers they could take and fill them up with clean water from all these various spring water companies and distilled water companies and send it to the people of Flint so that these people, these kids, you got babies out there, can bathe and drink the water. I got a problem with this damn government, with this. This is very upsetting for me. That in 2016, nobody is being held accountable. They should have locked that governor, mayor, whoever he is, up when he knew that those systems were and what was being given to these people. He knew this shit. I apologize for the cursing. I apologize for that. But this just angers me that this man can get away with it. That's terrorism. Let's not get it cloudy here. That's terrorism. That's domestic terrorism. This man poisoned the water, knew it, and people were getting sick, and he's not being held accountable for this crap. we just going to sit back? We want to fight for everything else, but we should be marching. We should be doing everything to get the people some clean water, man. It's clean water. When I have to go make wudu, because of the hadith that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated, you know, use water to a minimum. Even if you are near a running stream, a running river of water, use as minimal amount of water that you should use, and don't use it in excess. Every time I make wudu, I remember that. Every time I take a shower, I remember that. Every time when I think about the people in Haiti, I think about that. Y'all got to excuse me, because this is hard, man. This don't make no sense in this day and time that these people got to suffer like that. And nobody's speaking out on this. Look at the people who died in Katrina. People who were elderly in nursing homes. Nobody evacuated them. They had people's bodies floating in water. And nobody's outraged about this. I'm talking about stuff that happens here on this soil. Nobody's outraged enough about it. We're just going to keep letting them do this to us, and we don't have a voice on it. I mean, something as basic as water, man. Basic as water. We're not outraged about that. I mean, come on. Like, seriously, we can't keep sweeping this stuff under the rug and having that slave mentality, like, okay, well, it ain't happening to us, so we good. For all the Muslims that's listening to this call, there was Muslims who donated cases, hundreds of cases of water from Dearborn, Michigan. They shipped water over to them. But this official who's in office is not, like, yo, he should be hung. He's talking about, I read on the news post, oh, people are threatening to shoot me. Dude, do you know that you're poisoning people's kids? And now because they've been exposed to this lead, dirty water, that now they're going to have mental deficiencies. They're going to have delays in their growing process. Do you know what lead does to your body? But nobody's outraged about this. Nobody's worried about this. A sister put up a post. I guess she was searching and she was looking, and she actually found somewhere in North Carolina where they were doing the same thing. Where they were doing the same thing, switched these water because it was cheaper, because you know why? The money that they get. Let me explain something to you real quick about how the water systems work. And I'm going to give you an example how my water company used to work where I live at. I live in Delaware County, so we don't have, I don't know what the water company is in Philadelphia, but we have a system called Aqua. And when I first moved in Delaware County over 20 years ago, our billing cycle for our water bill would be every 3 months. We would pay our water bill quarterly, every 3 months. So what that meant was that you got one service charge. You got one service charge for those 3 months. And then you paid whatever usage that you used. Okay, so some genius was like, no, we don't want y'all paying every 3 months because we're greedy and we want money. We want money, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to switch it from paying quarterly on your water bill So now you're going to have to pay monthly, and now that service charge is going to be applied every month. The service charge for water is like $32. So no matter if I use no water, my water bill is going to be $32. I'm going to have to pay that service fee. Even if I didn't use a drop of water in my house, I'm going to have to pay them $32 just because I have water service on in my house. You ready for the kicker? Want me to tell you how much water I use approximately a month? $12. My water bill is approximately $44, $45 a month. So that $32 went from every 3 months to every month. It's about greed. It's about greed. It's not about nothing else. It's no way in the world that this man, this is a domestic act of terrorism that this man has committed, where he poisoned. He poisoned. This is no different than the Holocaust, what Hitler did to the Jews. This is no different. This is no different. This is no different than putting the Jews in the gas chamber and killing them. This is no different. And anybody that wants to sugarcoat this bullcrap, something's wrong with you. Because this man, it's not like this man did not know that when he switched the water systems, that the other one that he switched it to, which was the cheaper one, that there was problems with the piping. They had lead piping. You got to take all that out. You can't even have lead pipes in your home now. Most houses got either copper or PVC piping. Because the minerals wear away through time. And then it comes through your water system, and it can affect you internally. Like, your body can have heavy metals in it, and it can affect you, your thinking, your speech, your coordination. Like, this is no joke to have mineral poisoning. It's no joke. Nobody wants to speak up on this, and nobody is taking this serious because they think that, oh, it's just poor black people. Oh, it's poor, you know, poor people in the ghetto, below poverty, you know, whatever. It's a handful of them. It's a couple hundred, whatever. Every life matters. Every life matters. I still don't understand why the government hasn't stepped in, why Obama has not said that, you know, some kind of federal aid to not just help them clean up the water, to ship clean water to them, to get reserve tanks put on their land, because they can do that. The same way we collect rain, some people, you know, are more earth-centric, so they collect the rainwater. And, you know, they put it through a whole filter system, and then they can water their plants with it. You know, they can irrigate their gardens and other things with it. They can use it to clean. Whatever, you know, it may not be drinkable, but they can, you know, use it for other sustaining things. Why can't we get those kind of containers or get treated water put into, let's see, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 gallons? I think you use probably about 2,000 gallons of water or something like that, another a month. Why couldn't we get, you know, a central station put where people can go get clean water at, so that they can bathe their children in clean water? They can cook with water. They can, you know, drink water. Why hasn't this state of emergency implemented? I didn't talk enough, and I see a lot of people have joined the call. I thank you all for joining in the call. So I want to open up the line. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, you can call in at 805-727-7013 and press 1, and I'll put you through. If you are streaming live via the Internet and you're on the web and you're listening live now to the show that's being broadcasted, you can go to the chat box. And the chat box, you can type in your question that you have for me, and I can read it on the air while we're live. That's another option. We as poor people, people who are minorities, have been through so much in this country, and it's just like we continue to take it like it's something normal, like we deserve to be treated like trash. Like, it's, you know, it has gotten to that point where it's like, you know, whether they shoot us and kill us all up, you know, the cops do it. If, you know, they poison us with water, if they allow natural disasters to just, you know, wipe us out, we don't care. You know, we worried about, you know, what the Kardashians with Amber Rose and Kanye West and all of them are going through feuding with, but we don't care about, you know, somebody, our neighbors, you know, our fellow citizens, not having clean water, because that's trivial. It doesn't bother us. It's not affecting us. We got clean water. We're cool. You know, I donated, you know, a case of water to them, and, you know, I feel good about that. And, you know, that's good enough. No, it's not good enough. We need to hold the people. I'm telling you, that mayor, whoever, mayor, governor, whoever he is that knew about this, he needs to be arrested for terrorism, for attempted murder on every person that tests positive for lead. He deserves to be indicted on all those. He should be federally indicted for attempted murder and causing, I want to say, a minor Holocaust of people, like ethnic cleansing. This is what this is. This is no joke. Katrina was an ethnic cleansing. Let's be clear, people. Let's be clear. Katrina was ethnic cleansing. And you may say, oh, well, it wasn't all black people. No, it wasn't, but it was all poor people. Ethnic cleansing does not state it has to be a certain race. It could be a certain people. Ethnic cleansing could mean kill all the boys. Kill all the boys in the family, like they did the Jews during Moses' time. Now, for us who are Muslim listening to the call, you know about the story of Moses, and you know how his mother had to put him in the crib and place him on the river. And Pharaoh's wife picked him up and kept him alive through a law's cutter, alhamdulillah. That was an ethnic cleansing that Pharaoh was doing. Katrina was an ethnic cleansing. Flint, Michigan, ethnic cleansing. If you don't see, call a spade, call it what it is. If it look like a duck, walk like a duck, and talk, act like a duck, it's a duck. When are we going to be so outraged that we get to the point that we can't take it no more? We keep letting them do stuff to us, and we don't have a voice. Now, I'm not saying go out there and tear up stuff. Absolutely not, because that defeats the whole purpose. Because, you know, when those people riot and loot and do all that dumb stuff, you're not doing nothing but tearing up your own neighborhood, and you're not harming. And the rich people who you're mad at don't come into those areas anyway. So it's like, really dumb to do stuff like that. But there's other ways. Because, you know, as Muslims, we can't protest. We can't do all those kind of things. But there's other ways that you can hurt people. I'm not talking about physically. I'm talking about hurt people's pockets, hurt hurt them where it means the most to them. You can keep them out of office. You can vote. You can go to committee meetings that are housed by these local governments, because let me tell you something. I go to the monthly meetings for my locality, and let me tell you how many black people show up. And it's a whole bunch of black people out here. On a good day, it's me. A good day. We always want to complain when the crap has hit the fan and now is directly affecting us. The situation in Flint, I'm telling you, and people say that, you know, they want to call me crazy and other things. These are tests. These are tests to see how much we can take, and then we become numb to what's happening around us. If we can worry about more, and we can tell you more, kids, I'm not talking about me, kids, you know, young people, people who live in urban areas, people who, you know, are of a certain economic, social, economic status, can tell you more about Wiz Khalifa and Kanye's beef versus, you know, not even knowing what the symbol H2O stands for. They can't even tell you that that really means water. We have a serious problem. We have a serious problem. You need water to live. Your body is sustained on water. You need clean water. You can't drink contaminated water. You know, I had the analogy of when I seen the whole situation going down in Flint. You know, I wanted to do the story earlier, but I wanted to see where it was going and, you know, see what was going to come out of it. And I chose to do the show tonight because I'm just like, I see no resolution in it, and I just see people constantly sweeping this under the rug, and I see people not really giving a damn about what happens to these people, and I don't see these superstars who are so worried about being on, you know, a red carpet, being, you know, the latest hashtag on social media, but we don't care about these generic things that we need for life. Your body can't live without water. You cannot eat for days, weeks. You cannot eat, but let you not have water for weeks or days and see how your body diminishes, and ultimately it will result in your demise. Let's see how long that happens. Again, these big corporations that we use, Nestle, Aquafina, all them companies, Deer Park, Poland Springs, why haven't these companies said, we're going to take the initiative and just go and give these people clean water? Because we get billions of dollars from you guys every year anyway. We're overcharging you for something that's, you know, naturally free. Naturally free. You ever watch the Poland Springs commercial or the Deer Park commercial, Nestle, Purified Water, Aquafina? They'll tell you, you can take all the water bottles that somebody, you know, the United States uses, and you can circle the earth 3, 4, 5 times. That's disgusting. That's disgusting. When I buy a case of water in my house, we are required to keep using the water bottles. And you may say, oh, no, that's not clean. Well, you know, every 3 days we rinse it out and bleach. rinse it out in bleach, kill the bacteria, kill the germs, and you continue to use it. What to waste things? These are not characteristics and traits of a good Muslim, first and foremost. Waste means you have a certain level of arrogance with you. When my children get food, I make them get portions. You get one spoonful, you get one piece, you get this. You're not going to load up your plate. You're going to eat what you have, and then you can go back and get more. When I cook, I don't make this whole elaborate scheme of food unless I'm doing an event or something like that at my home where, you know, family and friends are invited. I don't make that whole process. I don't make all that food, and then it goes to waste. Something I stopped doing during Ramadan. During the month of Ramadan years ago, I would post, you know, every night what I make for iftar, what I make for sahur, things like that. And then I had to think about the people who can't never break their fast because they don't even have water to break their fast. I got that arrogance out my heart to say, you know what, I'm not going to post my dinner. And you know what? Matter of fact, I'm just going to tone it down and treat Ramadan, make my iftars and sahur like I do every day, and don't do 3-4 different kinds of meats and 6 vegetables and all. I'm not doing that unless I'm having someone over at the house for iftar or if someone's coming over in the morning for sahur. But I even stopped posting that on Facebook during Ramadan because I know there are people who be hungry and don't have anything to break their fast with. These are the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To do things in moderate, be moderate with things. Everybody deserves to have clean water. Everybody deserves that. What they're doing to the people of Flint, Michigan is no better than having someone who didn't take a bath for a month bathe, and then you tell them to drink that water. You clean with that water. You drink that water. You cook with that water. What they're doing to those people is no better than having them drink bath water that is from someone who hasn't bathed in a month. Been sweated, worked hard, done whatever. Hasn't bathed in a month, and you tell them to go drink their bath water. Would you drink that bath water? Would you drink it? Why would you not want them to have clean water? Katrina was enough. Katrina was enough. And I don't donate to these agencies like the Red Cross and UNICEF and all this other stuff because they take the money for their CEOs and stuff like that, and they never use that money on who actually needs it. I don't give to those companies. If I give donations to a specific organization, I got to see that it started and it has a grassroots backing and foundation. Because I'll just let y'all know right now, the $20 billion that the Red Cross collected, remember how we had to go in and do, you know, the 5-something text message for Haiti and they charged our cell phone companies $10? The billions of dollars, almost $20 billion worldwide that was collected for Haiti. Let me tell you how many houses the Red Cross built in Haiti? Six. six houses. That's right, correct. And I ain't talking about mansions. I'm talking about basically 1 to 2 room structures, probably less than 500 square feet. Yes, you heard me correctly. Six structures. From the billions of dollars they collected from people like you and me, six houses. Oh, don't be shocked. Same thing they did with Katrina. You know how many, the percentage of people who were from Katrina, from that area of New Orleans or, you know, Alabama or, you know, in that area where Katrina, you know, damaged. Louisiana was the hardest hit. They did a whole show on this. Not even more than 10% of the people were able to return and return back to their neighborhoods. Because why? Developers came in. If you poor, you know, you owned your house, but, you know, you didn't have no insurance, and most likely they told them that they couldn't get flood insurance because it was in a levee zone. So they probably told these people that they couldn't get flood insurance. And what happened? They couldn't afford to buy their own land back that belonged to them. They didn't have the deeds and titles because they were all destroyed. So basically they didn't have no claim to the land that, you know, their houses stood on. And so these big-time developers came in and bought up all the property and, you know, started building these elaborate condominiums and all this other stuff. Oh, yeah, and they shored up those levees. They shored them up. Type of thing won't happen again. But why couldn't you do that before this? I'm telling you, these things are ethnic cleansing labeled as okay to do. As okay to do. I'll open up the line again for anybody who has comments, questions, or concerns. You can call in at 805-727-7013 and press 1, and I'll put you through. You know, I'm a very compassionate person. If I seen somebody in help, I would help them to the best of my ability. That's just who I am as a person. I can't stand to see someone in a destitute situation. You know, I was talking to someone about this, and I said that I'm humble because I came from nothing. Now, I don't have the best of everything, and some people may say, you know, yeah, you do. You have this and you have that, but I don't keep that kind of mentality for the simple reason is this. I lived in a house where, you know, I'm talking about sewer rats. We'll walk this through the house and everything like that. Yes, sewer rats. I'm not talking about mice. I'm talking about rats. Bin. Yes, bin. I'm talking about the rats that you see run on, you know, subways or be in trash and things like that in, you know, commercial facilities. Yes, rats. Rats would walk around in my house like they lived there. Lived in the house where you could look up at the ceiling and see the stars and know we didn't have a skylight. Times I can remember, you know, my mom, she was very tricky with things, how she did things. You know, as a child, I didn't know any better. But as I became an adult, I kept in mind these things that my mom did. Oh, I'm going to read you a story by candlelight tonight. Get under the covers. We're just going, you know, put the candles on. I'm going to read you a story. Why? Because we didn't have no electric. Times we didn't have no gas, but we had a kerosene heater, and my aunt could cook some bad food on a kerosene heater. I'm talking about frying chicken and all on a kerosene heater. So I know what it's like not to have anything. I know what it's like not to have gas, water, and electric in your home. I know what that feeling is like to be in a destitute situation where you don't have nothing. I was homeless at a point in time. It's times I had to eat oodles and noodles every day. I ain't had no vegetables to add to it or nothing. Just oodles and noodles and water. So when I see these type of things go on right here in America, it hurts me and it bothers me. That they can build these casinos, they can build these hotels, they can do start these wars, they can do all this stuff, but they can't give the citizens who elect you and put you in office the basic necessities of life. How can a human be that corrupted? How can their soul be that corrupted where you're cool with letting them drink this kind of water and bathing it and cooking it, knowing what the ramifications of it for a long period of time would do to your body? What kind of person is that? And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, that's the devil, that's the devil. No, sometimes it's just that person. The devil, the shaitan, ain't got nothing to do with it. No parts of it. How can we as a people continue to sit, like, where's Donald Trump? I mean, where he at? All Clinton did was talk about, you know, that's a shame that, you know, these people was like this and, you know, they should be fully investigated. Chick, get yourself out there, you and your husband, and donate some of your money to get these people some clean water. Where they at? I mean, we got to wake up on this kind of these kind of things. Like, is this not cool for us to be humans and have some kind of humanity and dignity and love in our hearts for people and be okay with seeing them just sit in these kind of situations and don't think no more of it? We had a water problem here in my locality, and what happened was they kept trying to say that the storm runoff water, like when, like, you know, we had bad weather, and so people were complaining that the water tasted salty, that the people was complaining that the water tasted salty, and, you know, our water company, Aqua, stated that, oh, it was from runoff. From the roads, like, you know, when they plow and they put the brine and the salt and stuff down, that because it was so much rain and stuff that had came, it flushed and overran the storm drains. That's bull crap. It's bull crap. Let me tell you why. Because someone who deals with, you know, the water and how things are ran, explained this. And, you know, we definitely got to stop being ignorant on a lot of things. Stop taking people's word for granted. Think outside the box and start to investigate things on your own. Too often we take these politicians and these other people's word as gospel, as the Quran, or whatever other holy book that you follow, that we, you know, we take these people's word for. And who are they? They're nobody. This person, the professor, said, let me explain something to you. Whatever they was doing to the water, it wasn't about no runoff from, you know, the storm drains being overran. And he broke it down. He said, do you know that what happens is they have tanks of water that has been treated. So from the storm runoff, that water we didn't even consume yet. He broke it down like this. He said that the tanks that store the water, they're treated, and then they're housed in, you know, different I want to say different facilities or different storage tank. So he said that for that water, which, you know, people started to complain about the water tasting salty and funny, he said, well, that storm just happened 2 days ago. He said we wouldn't have used that water not until about 5, 6, 7 days ahead. So when this person spoke out, and because where I live at, it's diverse. It's a lot of, you know, racial diversity here, and culture diversity. So, yeah, these people out here wasn't playing it. Something was wrong with the water, and they knew it was something wrong with the water because they fixed that stuff asaporoso. They fixed that. When this guy came out and started talking about how the whole water treatment process works, because he actually used to work for this particular company, he said no. He was like, that water wouldn't even drink this water not until almost a week ahead. So they got these tanks with water that's sitting there that's been treated, and then once that tank is done, then the next tank is used, like they, you know, the pipes and all that stuff, the valves, the different valves and pipes and stuff like that. So he made people aware, and when I heard that, I was like, yeah, that sounds about right. Like, the water just don't go down the drain, then we start drinking it. I mean, it didn't take a rocket scientist to figure that one out. All the snow runoff, it just go down the drain, and then when I cut on my spigot, that's the water coming in? No. I mean, common sense, you know, I'm smart enough to understand that. And this is what this man was telling. He said, no, like, y'all started tasting that water funny in 2 days. He said, y'all wouldn't have been drinking that water yet. Which is absolutely right. It has to go through a treatment process. So, you know, when I heard that, I was like, yeah, something ain't right with it. But they fixed that stuff quick. Quick. Just like one of them colleges just had that problem, bacteria, which is a waterborne bacteria that can kill you. You know, a lot of times it happens on the cruise ships where people get listeria because of the close quarters and, you know, you constantly ship after ship, ship after ship, you know, people, you know, coming on board or whatever like that, and y'all don't have time to properly clean and maintenance the water system and stuff like that on the ship. This is how when people get these diseases and bacterial infections on ships, it's so widespread because it's confined. You know, we got to wake up on this stuff. I'm going to open up the call again. If anybody has comment, questions, or concerns, you can call in at 805-727-7013 and press 1, and I'll put you through. If you are online streaming via the Internet, you can go to the chat box and type your question, and I'll read it while we're on the air. Once we're off the air, you're listening to the show, you can't. You know, you're listening to the show in the archive, you can't hit the chat box because it's not live anymore. I'm going to get ready to conclude this call, but I just thought I needed to address this because as Black people, we take people's word, people who are in authority, we take their word as gospel, and we don't do our own research to validate what these people are saying. We don't take the time to do these things. As poor people, we don't have the funds, we don't have the resources to speak out against these things where, you know, enough people on the platform would hear us and be able to do something. I did this show tonight because I feel as though that it is extremely important that something that may seem as minute as this gets coverage. And again, like I said, my show is listened to people throughout the world. And you may say, well, it's all different time zones, how people are listening. I archive all my shows. So, and this is how I get the majority of my listeners. A majority of my listeners don't just, you know, come on at 7 p.m. Eastern time when I schedule the shows. majority of my listeners go back to the archive. When I put the flyers out there, I always put the link for the show for the simple reason that at your leisure, you can go back and listen to these shows on your time. So that's how I get the majority of my listeners is through the archive episode feature on Block Talk Radio. It's astounding, and I'm glad that they had this feature because I can always go back and listen to my shows and, you know, change different formats and things, how I work and how I maneuver throughout the show. So, you know, focus on the issues and concerns that are plaguing people. I don't just do, you know, Islamic topics. This is not an Islamic topic. This is a human topic. You know, I do focus on Islam a majority of the time, but something like this needed to be addressed. Something like this needed to be addressed. Something like this needed to be heard. And I pray, inshallah, God willing, that the people are able to hear this and look at America in a different light. Like, we're not perfect here. We're not perfect here, and everything don't go accordingly over here. Look at what's happening. You know, America likes to keep this kind of stuff hidden, and, you know, on the world news, you won't hear it and things like that. So people abroad really don't get privy to this kind of information. But this is why I do the show, so that people can hear this and say, hey, look, this is what's going on over there. Why aren't they doing anything about this? This is why I do the show. I do the show to create, to focus on topics that need to be addressed, that are paining people, that are plaguing our communities and our surrounding areas, things that plague our families. So if you ever have a topic or issue or something that you want me to address on the show, this is what I'm here for. No topic is a dumb topic. You know, some people are like, oh, I don't know if you would do this. Nothing beats a failure but a try. And if you don't tell me what you want me to talk about, or you want me to investigate to get more information on it for you, I won't know unless you tell me. So I always keep that open. If you want to reach out to me, you can call me directly. This is my business cell phone number. So you can send me a text message. You can leave me a voicemail, 610-836-2120. 24 hours a day. I might not answer it, but inshallah, at my earliest convenience, I'll get back to you. If you want to send me an email, you can send me an email at qamrma@gmail.com. You can contact me on social networks. That's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Cast, Google Talk. I'm on all those. You can inbox me. You can DM me. You can go to my page on Facebook, Religion Means Alive, Quadira section. You can send me a private message through there. Whatever you want me to address on the show, I'll do it. Inshallah, if it's something, you know, within the bounds that, you know, don't cross the boundaries too much, I'll do it. I'm here for the people. I'm here to educate the people. I'm here. I keep it real. Like, one thing for sure, two things for certain. I don't sugarcoat nothing. And I tell it like it is because sometimes it needs to be heard this way. All that sugarcoating stuff, you know, you should know. So this is what you need to do. And if you don't do it, that's on you. I mean, you know, I'm telling people things from experience, things that I have experienced in my life. I'm not young. A lot of people think that I'm young because I look young. I'm 40 years old. So, I experienced some things in my lifetime. I've been in some situations. You know, not everything was positive and not everything was halal, but I've been through some things, and I think that, you know, through my life experiences and also with my education, because I have 3 degrees and 4 certifications in various, you know, subject matters and things of that nature, I think I got enough to, you know, be able to help some people with positive encouragement. I'm not here about myself to get likes or to see how many people, you know, want to listen to me. I'm here to promote things that will be positive and beneficial to not only just the Ummah, but also to people who are just like me and you. I don't live no better than nobody else. I tell people this because if I did, I wouldn't live where
I live, I wouldn't drive what I drive.
If I lived better than anybody else. You know, people don't understand it. I don't put myself above nobody else or think that I'm better than nobody else. Why? Because at the blink of an eye, Allah can remove everything and humble you real quick. So when people want to sit up there and brag and boast and talk about everything they got and look at me and look what I'm doing, look at all this and that, remember, you could wake up tomorrow and be a paraplegic and can't move. You could wake up dead. Be thankful for what you have. Thank the Creator for everything that He has blessed you with. And as we know, if we want to go, you know, real deep, what Biggie said, more money, more problems. And that's exactly that. More money you have, the more problems you'll have. And on that note, I'm going to get ready to sign off here. I appreciate everybody joining in. If you know somebody that wants to listen to the show, they can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/emailalpha and go to the episode section, and you can see all my past shows, or even Emam Alpha or anybody that does shows under the Religion Means a Lot format. You'll see all those shows listed in the episodes in the archive section. They're there for your listening at your leisure, inshallah, God willing, whenever you have time. Again, I appreciate everybody for taking their time out their busy schedules to listen to me, to tune into the show. If you're streaming live, thank you. I can't see those direct people, but I do appreciate you. This is Sister Qadira Aisha Muhammad on Religion Means Alive. Today's topic was dirty water, first Katrina, now Flint. Today's date, February 1st, 2016. Assalamu alaikum, and have a good evening.